saying this again and again and again. Now, I love you both. You both are great professionals. I think when I speak with people, that the response they have to what has transpired, and there's a certain form of destiny that unfolds in all these kinds of conflicts, is that we have people of great stature in their profession, who by virtue of, quite frankly, a great deal of officious intermeddling on the part of a lot of us. I'm very concerned that my extended family has now felt that they must indeed engage in what, quite frankly, is the mire of dissent. This isn't really dissent anymore. This is really just rhetorical abuse, and that is not our purpose. I mean, God is my witness. If we cannot get by this stage, then we are very, very definitely going to have a hit. There are no Hitlers there. There are really no Jemimas. There are really no racists. If there are racists, quite frankly, there's racism in all of us. We live in a society that completely forces us to comport ourselves under a racist structure.
Brother James, if you'll allow me to interject here. The point that I have consistently tried to make this morning is this. I have been a journalist as a professional for 35 years in this city, in many publications, on television and on radio. Amy Goodman has been a professional journalist here for 16 years. It seems to me that the reasons we cannot sit in this studio and deal with one another as professional journalism, these are the reasons that constitute this tragedy. I asked this morning simply this: let us be journalists. What I have been told is we cannot be journalists unless we talk about the internal matters of the station. We cannot be journalists in the sense that we talk about an impending regime that is intending to crush the very kind of journalism we do here. But we're not talking about that. We cannot deal with the fact that in a few days there will come to power perhaps one of the more repressive regimes of our time. But we cannot talk about that. We have nominations to important positions of power in our nation that may have the effect of bringing what we do here to a complete halt. Let's talk about the FCC. Let's talk about Michael Powell being the head of the FCC. Let's talk about the moves that may be made to completely eradicate the work, and I will cite it this way, the work that Amy Goodman has been doing here for 16 years. But we are not talking about that.
Let me suggest this to you, brother. I'm not saying that your points do not have merit. I'm not even saying that anyone most people who call their points have a grain of merit. But what is really happening in this discourse is that there really is no alternative structure for peace. And my feeling is that if we proceed along this course, that the work about which you speak being capable of doing, and the very good work that Amy does, and the capability of that to continue to be done, will fade into oblivion. Because what has happened is that the ill will has quite frankly engulfed the issues. Unless we strip away a rotting core, the rotting peel, it's just a matter before it goes through to the core. And what I would suggest is that let's not move backward in this confrontation. Let's move forward. And if we're going to be a family, and a family we will remain, whether we become dysfunctional from time to time, it occurs to me that if you do not erect structures for peace through love and reason, then we're not, you personally, you as a family, you collective, all of us, if we do not go down this course, then it occurs to me a big tragedy is going to happen.
Brother James,
I've dreamt about it in the evenings. It's awakened me at night, and we seem to be down that course. But listen, we have choice. We have choice to get over the anger. We have choice to get over the rhetoric. But the bottom line is, if there are those agitators, please understand what you are doing to the world. You're not just doing this to Amy Goodman, to Bernard White, to Clayton Riley, to Eutrice Lead, to Mimi Rosenberg. You're not. You are doing this to the world. And that is a sad commentary, and I'm just going to close with this ultimate plea, because I believe the listeners will do this. I believe the listeners will email WBAI on a constant basis saying, peace now.
Okay.
To a binding resolution.
Brother James, I thank you very much for what are always your wise words. I understand. Am I clear about this? We have a call coming to us from Baghdad. Okay, we're trying to overpower the technology that frequently seeks to overpower us.
Hello.
And we will do the best we can in that regard. Are we speaking to...
We're attempting to link up with Sarah Flounders, who is in Baghdad, Iraq. Unfortunately, because the phone lines are so full of listeners calling in, it is very hard to make the transfer, because every time we try to transfer her in from our off-air line, the phone line gets filled up with another listener calling in. So M. Saidi is trying to make the contact directly right now. But on the issue of taking on the huge job we have of the next 4 years, I want to let people know there is a teach-in tonight that is going to be taking place at the Judson Church. The flyer says, protest the Bush inauguration. It's a lead-up to Saturday, where there's going to be a counter-protest in Washington, the counter-inaugural. Where? Trying to dial the phone at the same time as talking. There's going to be a counter-inaugural in Washington, D.C. Ron Daniels at the Center for Constitutional Rights is part of the organizing effort. The NAACP will be out there. I believe members of the Congressional Black Caucus, I'm not sure, as well as groups that were in Seattle, the Battle of Seattle. Direct Action Network, anti-death penalty groups are going to converge on Washington this Saturday. Among those who will be speaking tonight is Lucy Herschel on the campaign to end the death penalty, Ray LaForest, labor organizer for AFSCME, D.C. 1707. Mario is going to be there. Our own WVAI, former public affairs director, Mario Murillo, will be talking about what's going on in Colombia and the Democratic-Republican administration's approach to Colombia. Ariella Gnuni will be there of the International Socialist Organization, Masada Deisenhaus, the Nader campaign, Peter Hart of FAIR. I'll also be there. It's tonight at the Judson Church, and there will be a live call from Death Row, a call-in from Illinois Death Row. That's tonight at 7:30 at the Judson Memorial Church at 55 Washington Square South. And this is preparation for what people are calling J20, January 20th. There are buses that are going down. You can call the International Action Center at, 212- Well, we'll get that number in a second. I know over at the Center for Constitutional Rights, it's 212-614-6464. And you can find out how you can get in touch with the buses that are going down. We're very much hoping we can make contact in Iraq right now. With Sarah Flounders.
Okay, let me say, that's a lot of journalism in a very brief period of time. Shame we didn't spend more time on our journalism.
I must say the phone number.
Okay.
For buses, 212-633-6466.
Okay. Amy, we
6646? 6646. That's 212-633-6646.
Amy, we do have a scheduled newscast. We also have a segment at the point we conclude the newscast. Let me ask you this. Will it be appropriate to reach Sarah Flounders tomorrow during our program?
I hope so. Maybe you'll even get a chance to talk with her later today. I'm sorry we couldn't make the contact. There are so many people calling in that everything is getting bumped off right now, but we'll give it a try. We'll try while Robert goes to news.
Okay. We have a guest in studio we'll be talking to shortly from our very own crew at Radio Free Aaron. Okay, Robert Knight in the news at 8:02 in the a.m. Robert?
Well...
You want to give Robert a microphone? There we go.
Oh, all right. Nice to have one. Well, there is complete chaos in the nation of El Salvador, not seen since 1979 when there was another major earthquake there.